Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let me tell you guys that our college football coverage here on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanners, they're teaming up to make every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your favorite college team, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanners locations. Bud Light and Tanners, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. I want to play this for you in case you missed it yesterday. This quote from Steve Sarkisian has just been playing in my mind the last couple of days when I've been thinking about college football.
Everybody wants to fire their coach. Who are you going to hire? There's all these jobs out there right now. Who's everybody going to hire? I don't know. We'll find out. Somebody's got to be the head coach. The amount of, you know, one week you're a hero, the next week you're a zero mentality that fan bases and people want to have. Surely coaches want some security to what they sign up to go do. We work really hard, and I get it. We all want to win, and we're all busting our tails to try to win, and sometimes things don't go your way, especially in our conference. It's tough. And so the idea that coaches, you know, don't want some security in the jobs that they take, that doesn't quite make sense to me. You know, it should be like, man, somewhere in here, somebody has got to be willing to say, hey, let's see if this can work itself out. Not every year, not all 16 teams in the SEC are going to go to the playoff. It's just not reality. We're talking about trying to get four or five teams in this year. Last year, we got three.
That is a head coach at the University of Texas, Steve Sarkisian. And the reason I've been thinking about this is, a lot of these coaches are deciding to stay where they are. Now, obviously, Penn State is going to hire somebody. Florida is going to hire somebody. LSU is going to hire somebody. But I would say there used to be a hierarchy of how this thing worked. If you were the Vanderbilt head coach and you were having great success, you took one of these major jobs. Well, Carrington, how do you know this? That's how Penn State got James Franklin. He was the head coach at Vanderbilt. He did a very good job at Vanderbilt. Now you ready for the big leagues. And now you move on up. So Georgia Tech's head coach, they're having a great year. They might make the college football playoff. He said, basically, I'm staying. Now, he didn't say those words, but he said, cut me open and see what colors I bleed. That is a pretty emphatic, I want to be here at Georgia Tech. I don't think that Vanderbilt's coach is leaving. Nebraska's coach has made the decision to stay. Indiana's coach has made the decision to stay. So I'm looking at all of these jobs around the country, and I'm asking myself the question, who's going to take these jobs? And maybe more importantly,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do these jobs have the same appeal that they used to? Because now it feels like the expectation at like 20 schools is you need to make the college football playoff every year. And if you don't make the college football playoff, then your season is a failure and you could potentially get fired. Now, I'm not arguing that Missouri is a better job than Florida. Please don't take this. I would argue it is better to coach at Missouri than coach at Florida. Right now, Eli Drinkwitz is the 10th highest paid college football coach. I love Mizzou. I don't think that Eli's the 10th best coach in the sport, but he gets paid like he is. And there isn't that expectation at Missouri where you got to make the playoff every single year. You keep being what Missouri is, and I don't know why Missouri would ever get rid of their head coach. Keep being a program that wins 8 or 9 games. Every once in a while, you win double-digit games. And I think eventually Missouri will make the college football playoff. I think they would have made it 2 years ago if it was a 12-team playoff. I think they were good enough to make it a couple of years ago. But we only had the 4-team playoff, if that was the case. Is it better to be in that situation and basically get paid like you are at Florida with none of the pressure of being at Florida, none of the pressure at being at LSU, none of the pressure at being at Penn State? When I heard the LSU AD say, we expect to be in the playoff every single year, I think that was a window into what all of these programs are thinking. I think every program in college football thinks they should be better than what they are. If they're a 6 or 7 win program, they're willing to fire their head coach to try to find the person that can get them to 7 or 8 wins, or who can maybe get you to 9 wins. So if that's the case, if you're somebody like Lane Kiffin and you're at Ole Miss and you're a really solid program, I don't think you're Georgia, I don't think you're Alabama, you're not Ohio State, but you're a very solid tier 2. They love you down there. You make great money and you don't have any of the pressure. You got a great relationship with the boosters. You got NIL money. I don't know why you're not certainly jumping to take these jobs. The Indiana head coach 5 years ago, everybody in the world is telling you, you cannot stay at Indiana. You have to take one of those jobs. That's just a natural progression of what you do. But I don't know if that's the case anymore. If Indiana got 8 years, $92 million to pay their head coach, and you ain't got no expectations, then you tell me that's not one of the best jobs in the country. How do more coaches sign up for something like this? I think that's going to be a thing as we move deeper and deeper into the playoff. And now it feels like it's an all or nothing thing. It now feels like if your team didn't make the playoff, your season is over. Why watch the rest of these games? I don't care anymore. As it's become more playoff or bust, I wonder if those premier jobs become less and less appealing because the expectations are so unrealistic at those universities.
I think it's twofold. I think it's one, exactly what you said. If you're at Penn State, I mean, after game one this year at Alabama, people were talking about firing Kalen DeBoer. Kalen DeBoer is going to go to the playoff. He gets a bye right now in college football. I think that's part of it. You're 100% correct. I also think there's part of this, too, where if you're at a Georgia Tech, if you're at an Indiana, if you're at a Missouri, if you're at a Kansas State, if you're at, you know, a Utah, a BYU, a Texas Tech, pick one of these non-traditional powers that's good this year in college football, man, there's a path for you to make the playoff where that didn't exist 5 years ago. Like, Brent Key, he's the guy who just said at Georgia Tech, cut me open and see what colors I bleed. 10 years ago, if Brent Key was at Georgia Tech and went 9-3, he has no shot of making the playoff. He's a cute story. He's a, oh man, they went all the way to the Pop-Tart Bowl or the Champ Sports Bowl and they won. Congratulations. If he went 9-3, 9-3, 10-2, 9-3 at Georgia Tech, he's a hero at Georgia Tech, but he's never anything more than that. Never in the college football playoff. Never, you know, maybe goes to an ACC and wins an ACC title game, but it's just, that's his ceiling. You had to go to one of the premier blue blood programs to give yourself a chance. Nowadays, Georgia Tech can go to the playoff just as easy as Notre Dame can. Georgia Tech can go to the playoff just as easy as Washington can. So if the money's similar and the expectations are easier here and I can go 9-3 and miss it and be a hero, why am I signing up to go 10-2 and be hated when I can be 10-2 here and make the playoff and they build a statue? I think the expanded playoff has been good for these non-blue bloods because suddenly there's a path to be in the championship game. Indiana's the perfect example. Kurt Cignetti is going to be a god in Bloomington for as long as he wants to be because he's already gone to one playoff and he's going to go to another. Joey McGuire at Texas Tech, they're going to view him as one of the best coaches in program history because he's probably going to go to a playoff. Like, that was not a thing. Mike Leach was never taking Texas Tech to the playoff when we were younger. Now there's a path for those type of second-tier, third-tier schools.
But I would say, though, if you were, like, let's say that Mike Leach was happening, I think Mike Leach chooses to stay at Texas Tech.
100%. That's my point. I think nowadays, because he can go to the playoff at Tech, and 10 years ago he couldn't, why am I ever leaving Tech? He would never take the... Now, he was a bad example because of off the field. He would never take the Mississippi State job or something.
I get what you were saying. I get what you were saying. No, absolutely.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.